This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine worries a long war might cause the West to lose interest. We have more on that story from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine grinds into its fourth month, officials in Kiev have expressed fears that the specter of war fatigue could erode the West's resolve to help the country push back Moscow's aggression. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, already has chafed at Western suggestions he should accept some sort of compromise. Ukraine, he says, would decide its own terms for peace. His view is that fatigue is growing. People want, he says, some kind of outcome that is beneficial for themselves. And we want another outcome for ourselves. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian officials pleaded for more help from the West on Friday, including quicker deliveries of weapons to hold off better-armed Russian forces at a critical time in the Battle of the East. Heavy fighting was still being reported in Severodonetsk, the small eastern city that has become the focus of Russia's advance and one of the bloodiest flashpoints in a war that has increased financial and physical hardship around the world. With the war in the East primarily now an artillery battle in which Kyiv is severely outgunned by Moscow, Ukrainian officials say the tide of events could be turned only if the West fulfills promises to send more and better weaponry, including rocket systems that Washington and others have promised. The United Nations said Friday that unfair trials of prisoners of war amounted to war crimes. This after three foreigners captured fighting for Ukraine were sentenced to death by pro-Russian rebels. The UN Human Rights Office said it was concerned about the death sentences ordered Thursday by pro-Moscow separatists in eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News. In an interview for the Texas Tribune, the police chief of the Uvalde, Texas school district defends his actions during the response to the deadly shooting. AP's Jennifer King has more.
In his first major interview since the shooting, Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo told the Texas Tribune he intentionally left his police and campus radios behind, needing both hands free to hold his gun, that he would have tried to shoot the gunman, but the doors to both adjoined classrooms were locked, reinforced with a steel jam, and could not be kicked in. The gunman's bullets pierced the classroom door. He called for tactical gear, a sniper, and extraction tools, praying as he tried dozens of keys that failed to work. Arredondo says he didn't consider himself the incident commander or issue orders that other officers should not attempt to breach the building as the massacre unfolded. More than an hour passed before officers were able to recover a key to unlock the door and fatally shoot the gunman. I'm Jennifer King.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida unveiled a plan to enhance the country's military capability and assist Southeast Asian countries with maritime security during his Friday keynote address in Singapore before the Shangri-La Dialogue, a major Asian security summit. Kishida reiterated a comment Tokyo made earlier this week to drastically increase defense spending over the next 5 years, including aid packages earmarked for supplying Southeast Asian countries with patrol boats. Several of those countries have rival claims against China over parts of the South China Sea. China's state-run Global Times news outlet criticized the Japanese initiative in an opinion piece published just hours before Kishida's speech. The Japanese leader also expressed concern over North Korea, which has carried out at least 18 rounds of weapons tests this year to showcase its evolving nuclear and missile arsenals. The Vatican said Friday that Pope Francis's July the 2nd through July 7th trip to the Democratic Republic of Congo and to South Sudan has been indefinitely postponed because of the 85-year-old pontiff's knee ailment. A statement said the postponement was made with great regret at the requests of the Pope's doctors, who had been treating him for a torn ligament in his knee. The condition has forced him to use a wheelchair for the last month or so. The announcement was made just a few days after the Vatican had released the names of journalists whose request to accompany the Pope on the papal plane had been accepted and published, and preparations in both countries were well underway. And recapping our top story this hour, as Russia's invasion of Ukraine grinds into its fourth month, officials in Kyiv have expressed fears that the specter of war fatigue could erode the West's resolve to help the country push back Moscow's aggression. Marissa Melton, VOA News.